Thank you. Okay, well, there are Jason is not here, as far as I know. Lisa's not here. Ray LaForce is not here. Everybody else is.
Okay, so we have a quorum.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Lydia. I may have
a second
solution.
Here, Lydia. Just a minute. So that person who was speaking was Thomas Ruffin, and he was making an amendment to your motion.
Actually, I thought I was checking in the proposed amendment from either Wendy or Virgo.
This is Lydia. I have language.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so how about just substituting encourages with direct? So it would read, the PNB directs the stations to air cards announcing the ED position during drive times and preferably on all day parts.
Excellent.
This is Wendy. I had some more language, too.
All right, you want to make another amendment, Wendy?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In order that there will be equal opportunity from all five radio stations of the Pacifica Foundation, and then what Lydia said.
Is there any objection? Is there any second to that amendment?
Second.
Is there any objection? Is there any objections to adopting that amendment?
But which language?
The language that Wendy just said.
Point of inquiry. I have to apologize. Whatever is playing this weird music or whatever over us is making it difficult. I thought I understood Wendy to make a motion to amend the motion as amended by Lydia, such that Lydia's arrest would be added in and Wendy's preliminary clause, modifying clause would be in. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I did second that, yes.
So could you, with all these amendments, Lydia, could you read it?
Wendy will have to read her sentence.
Yeah, I cannot write that, and I ask again, Wendy, will you please send me that language?
It's pretty simple. I'll just say it right now. Yeah, I'll send it again, but...
Hey, read it.
In order to ensure equal opportunity for applications from all five signal areas... And then I didn't have Lydia's exact language. But.
And then it's PMB directs to air carts announcing the ED position during drive times and preferably on all day parts.
I love the all day parts part.
Okay. All right.
Lydia, will you please? Is that the same?
All
parts. Will you just send
me the same? It's the same. The only thing is that it changes direct.
All right.
Direct?
I'll resend it.
Okay, because I don't want to get it wrong, and it is extremely noisy where I am.
And Lydia, since I haven't been getting all of these, posting informations, if you could send me what it is you want to be posted so that I have it as well.
That's right.
Okay, I thought we had sent it to the full PMB, but I'm going to have to send an amended post anyway. So.
Sure, I just want to make sure I follow up what you want.
I will. I'll singularly CC you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any objections to adopting this motion as amended? No objections to the motion as amended? The motion is adopted as amended. Thank you very much. And that finishes the report of search committee. Finance committee is next. Go ahead, LaVarn.
Wait a minute. The search committee, you need to talk a little bit about the CFO evaluation.
He already did.
Just to give you 2 seconds update on that.
He already did that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Yeah, how long is this going to go on before we...
Just the last committee here is the finance committee. It should be a short report. It's scheduled for 10 minutes, and LaVarn is going to present that. Go ahead, LaVarn.
Hello. Can you hear me now? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you can? Oh, very good. All right. I just first have a question on, oh, now I'm hearing an echo. But on the listing, on the agenda, on the listing of the committees, I mean, was this in alphabetical order? Because I
no.
see finance is at the end.
No, no. There was no particular order to them.
Except the finance is at the end.
Oh, no.
Okay,
finance
so
is important. I thought before everything, talk, you'll be the, you
the
know.
First one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I sent just a listing of the motions, but basically what I'd like you to do, if you could look at those, and really there are only three that we really need the P&B to really approve. The motion for the committee priorities and goals, this just shows the work that the Finance Committee, I think you had gotten a preview of this at the last in-person P&B meeting where I listed finance goals and priorities for this year. So then we passed a motion in the Finance Committee, but then we have the other three motions that I'd like the P&B to consider. And before I go into that, I just want to report that the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee met in joint session. We had a really good session where we went through the process, the procedures manual that Lonnie has pulled together over the years, and we had gone through there and really did a good job working together with Audit and Finance, where we looked at each one of the sections in there and asked questions and asked, in fact, Lonnie has a lot of has a long action list. So just want to report on that and say that, you know, in terms of there is some process. There's process in place and that we're actually getting some work done in committee. And the other thing is just to emphasize again that in the Finance Committee we are discussing the shortfall. As Lonnie said, things are critical, and that in terms of funds and expenses we must really look at those. And WBAI, again, with the $300,000 shortfall and fundraising, that's something that we'll have to tackle, and it goes beyond the process the procedures that we went through with the budget the last time, which was trying to look at a recovery plan. But this plan, as Greg had noted in the last P&B meeting, will involve more than just in terms of putting in strict financial controls, but really needs to look at programming, because that's where we continue to have the impact fundraising. But the first motion, if I could just read that, and that was the motion that the Finance Committee will meet with the Operations Group, General Managers and Business Managers in a joint in-person teleconference during the July P&B meeting dates on general planning and draft budget issues and procedures. And this is basically the topic that I brought up when we were talking about the meeting and bringing in operations. So, again, what we want to do is that Lonnie usually organized this, but we really have to bring in the general, this time we want to bring in the general managers along with the business managers. So this will be a joint in-person and teleconference to go over the budget. And I think that this, as we talked before on a joint meeting with operations, is that this allows each station to really provide in terms of what their best process, best procedures are in terms of developing their budget. And KPFA has a really long planning process that we can share with the other stations that we've pulled together over the years. And basically, we are able to do this through our director inspection, so that we show salaries by individual, and we can really look at the plan very carefully and ask pertinent questions and have the business manager, or really the general manager, answer those questions in the budget and then note up what our differences are. So that as a model, we'd like to share that again, and I think Lonnie has done a lot with the business managers and meeting on that. So again, that's the motion.
When were these motions sent to the board?
I sent them just a while ago. I sent them on the internet, so I don't know. Have you received it?
I haven't looked at it. But was that after the meeting started?
Yes, it was.
10:34 p.m.
Yes, it was.
9:34 p.m. Eastern time.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So what is the issue here?
The issue here is that it always helps, I think, if the committees send their motions that are fairly complex to the...
Oh, these aren't complex.
It goes for every committee.
These are not complex.
I told you. I it to every committee.
Okay, well, other people have brought up motions, I never saw them. But I did send you a motion. Other people
have
brought up... I didn't see any of the other motions,
ahead,
I don't know what you're
Michael.
Alluding
go
to.
Ahead.
Are you setting a different
Michael,
standard for my motion?
Can we get
Michael,
one
go
person
ahead.
Talking at a time, please?
Yeah, if the chair would allow me to speak.
I recognize you, Michael. Go ahead.
Thank you, and I just want to ask that people speak in order and that they follow the chair's direction. You know, he tells people when to talk. Otherwise, let's not have a chair.
Point of order.
May I continue?
Wendy,
point of order. My point of order is, didn't we approve an agenda that included a finance committee report?
Yes.
Yes, we did, but we never received any these motions at all. It's just a request for everything.
You didn't receive the other motions either, SAR, so what is the point? I didn't receive any of the other motions that have been presented today.
Nobody's picking on you personally.
Yes, you're setting a different standard for me.
And the
motions I am presenting are simple motions.
All right.
They're three very simple motions.
All right.
Point of order.
All right.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Wendy.
Well, the agenda included an item from the Finance Committee, right?
That's right.
Right. Okay. So once the Finance Committee starts speaking, it is in order for members, even those on the Finance Committee, to bring up additional motions. So I think we should hear them.
Well, we heard them, but I think that
Mary Burke,
what
I
happened...
have a point of order.
Go ahead, Mary.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mary.
I would like to move the agenda. We are wasting the 10 minutes.
Thank you.
I would like to move
Thank
to
you.
The motion. I don't have any problem with the motion. I would ask that we find out if there are any objections, that we pass it and get to the other two.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, this is Ray. I just got on. I just came from work. Sorry.
Yay,
Welcome,
Ray.
Welcome, Ray.
You knew we'd be here.
This is amazing.
Anybody else?
This is Bob.
Oh, go ahead, Bob.
I have a question. When it says that the committee will meet during the PNB meeting, we just heard a really packed schedule. When would this meeting happen?
It says you didn't. It says during the July PNB meeting dates on general planning address. When Lani, have you arranged a meeting yet? Lani, are you there? Lani's not here. Yeah, Lani arranges the meeting.
Well, it's going to be, you have to, you know, if we do it the way we did it, we tried to do it before, the OC would have to make some time toward the end of its schedule on that day, say like 3:30 or 4, we plug in the business managers, and finance committee members who are interested would share that meeting time at the OC meeting, which is on a Thursday. I'm not seeing any spots on the Friday or Saturday agenda at this point unless the board makes time for it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Shall I read it again? Go ahead.
I'm just
trying to move it along.
My question is, what is meant by the term operations?
Thank you. Go ahead. Who was that?
That's Thomas.
Sure, go ahead, please.
My question was, what is the meaning of the term operations group?
The OC.
Question is,
operations collective, GMs, PDs, national staff, programming staff.
And the last question is, what is meant by the term general planning?
Meeting dates on general planning and draft budget issues and procedures. basically
that. Term general plan. I understood the draft budget issues and procedures. You seem to explain that.
Well, the general planning is basically
general planning.
Okay, basically the model that I had spoken to at the beginning when I first started speaking, that KPFA has a model for actually pulling the plan together and for generating plan numbers. So I think we'd probably talk about that. Whatever's on anyone's mind, I can't, you know, you can't really dictate that.
Time.
All right, thank you.
Call the question, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Of course, this time is up, so we'll have to vote on it. This motion here. Is there any objection to this motion? Could you read that again, please?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Motion that the National Finance Committee will meet with the operations group, general managers, and business managers in a joint in-person teleconference during the July PNB meeting dates on general planning and draft budget issues and procedures.
That's the motion.
Yes.
The objection.
Any objections to this motion?
This is Wake. Is there still time for a question?
No.
Time is up, but unless you extend time, we can go ahead if it's a short one, Ray.
Okay, I just saw some reservation from the ED, from Greg on this question, so I was wondering how that was resolved. Because I remember his problems were about the money and the amount of people who would have to travel.
No, it sounds to me like they've worked it out. Doesn't seem like a problem. Lonnie seems to, you know, as long as we don't have to fly more people in, I think we can make this work.
That teleconference is an important change.
Thank you.
All right. Any objection to this motion?
Thank you very much. The next motion. Thank you very much.
Time is up. Any extension of time, please?
For the next two motions?
Oh. Well, the people will have discussion with.
Five
They're not
minutes.
Going to rubber stamp it.
I'm sorry?
If somebody wants to extend time.
I would ask that we extend
5 minutes, please.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Is there a motion to extend time?
I second that.
I move that we extend time for 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. No objection to extend time for 5 minutes? Oh, go
Thank
ahead,
you. Okay, the second motion, this is a motion from Lonnie Hicks, that the Finance Committee conducts an inventory of financial information available on station websites and Pacifica.org and report back to the PNB with its recommendations. And this is just simply in order for us, the Pacifica Foundation, to be in compliance and to promote what we hold, say that we are for transparency in our financial and operations group, and that's what we're trying to determine, what's on the websites and what we can do in order to allow maximum transparency of financial data.
For the Minkler.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, actually, this isn't about a question of procedure, so maybe I'm wrong. I was going to ask about the substance. I apologize.
Okay. One else?
We don't need a second this.
No, it's out of committee. Thank you, Mary.
All right.
Okay, well,
any objections to any more comments?
I have a question, and so that I don't have to, so I can decide whether I have to make an objection. And my question, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Why does the board have to pass this resolution? Doesn't the chief financial officer have the authority to do this, and shouldn't he do this anyway if we or he feel that our websites are not producing this information or publishing this information?
Lonnie, would you like to comment, or should I?
Well, I'll start out. Well, it's like this is having the board endorse the idea of uniform financial information being made available, some of which is required by law. Some stations have the information and comply. Others do not. And the first question is, what's baseline? What is our baseline right now? Then report back with our recommendations. So I think all the stations have to participate, and they are represented on the Finance Committee. I think having a board understand this is what we propose to do is valuable.
Then I have a second question, which is, shouldn't the motion state that we require each station to publish on on the websites, and also the national office to publish on its website all the financial reports that are required, and that the chief financial officer will monitor that and report back to us on whether the stations and the national office are complying. Shouldn't that be it, rather than the chief financial officer does what he has the authority to do? If that's what we want, let's pass that motion.
Well, the bylaws actually state that we have to have the IRS, the reports that we go in. Which ones are they aligning? There are two reports.
I-90s and the audit.
Exactly.
On the website.
Yeah.
I don't think
so that's in the bylaws.
Bylaws say that it has to be published on the website.
Well, it does. It absolutely does. If you want here, I'll have to pull it up.
Okay, I'll take it at that. And I'm saying, if that's the requirement, then it seems like the chief financial officer can tell us that it's not a requirement, and let's hold that station or the national office responsible for getting it up to date. I mean, why are we?
But
it seems like he could just come back and tell us, like maybe in this meeting that
because we also want to put the local budget. We want to put
let him speak for a second. Go ahead.
I think he's true.
No, well, this is what I'm saying. I'm totally for requiring this. I'm just wondering why we don't have instead a report from the chief financial officer on which stations or which websites are not in compliance if this is mandated in the bylaws, as you say.
Well, it's what we have to have on Pacifica.org, and like you said, is the audit and what 1090. So what we're looking at, right, 1099. So what we're looking at is for each station, what KPFA has done is put their budget and they're up on our local website. So this is what we're trying to do, Thomas, is to really get in line. And first, in order to do that, you have to take little tiny steps. And the first step that we're doing, I think that this motion that Lonnie has asked to be passed, and we passed in finance, I think that these are the steps to make it there. And since we only have 5 minutes to get this done, what I'd appreciate is we get this done, and then we can, as we complete this task, and then we can see if this accomplishes everything that you're asking that should be there, and if not, we can add more to this motion to accomplish it if it doesn't do that.
Fine. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Anyone else?
Okay.
Any
other questions? Shall I read it again?
No, I think the people have their motion. Go ahead and read it if you want.
Okay, it's a motion that the Finance Committee conducts an inventory of financial information available on station websites and Pacifica.org and report back to the PNB with its recommendations.
Thank you. Any objection to that motion?
Thank you very much. The next one?
The next one. Go ahead.
Okay, this is very...
Time.
Okay, we'll just run it straight.
Okay, this is a motion. This is also from Terry Goodman, and this is in compliance with the elections requirements or requests that the Finance Committee recognizes the prudence of cleaning membership list so as to reduce election mailing cost, but points out that the funding of early hires for local election supervisors will be billed back to each station, so the funding for the Elections Committee proposal must come from the local station budgets. And this is the motion to for early hires of the local election supervisors and the process of getting that done.
Point of information here. Didn't the Pacifica National Board pass a motion to hire a local election supervisor earlier than before?
Yes. And this is how we propose for the local. this happened in our elections committee, but it was like you could hear like the noise. It was like in sequence, but it was the same thing where when you attempt to speak, you can't speak.
Please,
but yeah, this is the motion for how the early hire of the local election supervisors will be paid for. It will be billed back to each station.
Aren't the election supervisor, how were they billed in the past? Aren't they the local...
they were not hired early. This is in support of the motion to hire them early. I'm telling you, the same thing happened in our elections committee.
Okay. All right.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given. That's where the entire salary of the local election supervisors comes from the local stations, as I've always understood. So I don't think this requires anything. I think we fully understood that at the time that we passed the motion last month.
Yeah, but let me explain. We have a budget, and there is not funding in the local budget for this. I mean, there is no funding there for this, but the decision to do it, what we're saying is that we will build this back to the station and put it in the form of a motion versus this funding just being sent back to the station, you know, with just information, but for an audit to inform them that this was a decision by the board. Because let me just tell you that. When you're involved in finance and you have this in each station, you start getting filled back from the national office, and there's a huge objection. Usually the station general manager, some people know how to approach this with Lonnie and with Greg, but some people, they don't. They're like, you know, they're like reluctant to really confront Lonnie or Greg or Belani on bill backs. So what we're doing is we're putting it in the form of a motion so they'll understand that this early decision will be billed back to the station. And this takes it off of, you know, any negative thing that perhaps that will perceive if Lonnie or Greg sends this to the station.
Mary Bird?
Thomas, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Is this not the exact same thing that, in effect, the exact same thing that we did last year? It was passed. That cost was billed back to the station. This cost would be billed back to the station. Is it not the same thing? Is there anything different that I am not seeing here?
Yeah, I don't recall us actually. The early hire that we did was for the national election supervisor. I don't think it was for the local election supervisors.
I thought we did that for
Les, where we hired him early.
Yeah. Right.
We knew we hired him at the beginning or at the end of April
that.
versus
okay,
May.
I thought we did both. Okay.
Yeah. And again, you know, as I said before, just quickly,
okay.
That there's always funding. There are funding or charges to the station, and there's always reluctance or discussion that it shouldn't be there. So this allows it to be done as a motion, and it's not something that they can object to or grumble from Lonnie or from Greg.
Okay, that's a motion.
Just a second. I have a point of order on this.
Okay, go ahead, Thomas.
I'm not quite sure what the term will be billed back to each station really means, and the prior experience from last year is not going to help me because I wasn't on the national board last year. And I remember at the beginning of the year that we agreed that the local station election supervisor and the national election supervisor would be hired early. I remember we decided that in Houston. So I'm for the idea, but I don't know what this means in terms of the budget. And this statement is not sufficiently clear for me, and ramifications as spelled out orally aren't satisfactory to me. So I don't have enough notice, and I object to our having a vote on this without our having either more discussion or more information. Just this one sentence paragraph is inadequate. So I object for failure to give adequate notice. And I'm not trying to stop it. I just want to make sure I know what I'm voting for, because this is a budget item, not a procedure, not scheduling something in the already crowded in-person board meeting in L.A. This is about the budget. And I just want us voting without me being clear about what we're talking about. And I'm on the National Finance Committee, and I missed this meeting. And I'm on the local finance committee, and I can't even explain to the local board what this means. So object is a point of order.
I want to talk.
Thank you.
This is Evelyn. Can I go on the stack, please?
Yeah. Go ahead. Bob, is there anyone else on the stack except Evelyn? Go ahead, Evelyn.
No, just
her.
And Ray, please. Sorry.
Excuse me, Evelyn.
Yes?
Is this Sandra?
I just want to let everybody know I'm going to get off the call for about 20 minutes. I have to go home now.
We'll still be here.
I will get back on the call as soon as I get to the house.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Go ahead, Evelyn.
The verb is a bill back. Was that correct?
Yes, and
all that means is that we're going to just send a bill to the station, correct?
Right.
Okay, and we already decided to hire the people early because Tucker already started work.
Right.
Yes, T. And so I'm just trying to be clear that it's already done, the people are already working in some stations, and we're just going to send a bill for the early starting because the budget's already there anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Not a problem. I don't understand the problem.
Okay. If no one else would take a vote on it. AC, you had something?
Ray, I had one question.
Okay, Ray, go ahead.
Yes. Since the cost will be carried by the, you know, by the local board, local stations, do they have any input as to, you know, helping choose people? Are they consulted on the maximum cost and so on, salaries and so on?
Right. Already done.
Okay.
And I don't understand, meaning that they are part of the consultation process? They know how much their salaries will be and so on?
They did the hiring.
People are family alert, but we've got to go straight to that.
Just a second here.
Oh.
AC, would you mute it, your telephone? Thanks.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Evelyn. Whoever was there.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I was clear on the process, that it's already done. They've consulted with the national person and the station managers and the GMs. They've already done that. Yeah, people are in
point of order.
Yes.
Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, look, you know, we are five minutes at least over the time on the agenda. I really respect LaVarne and what she's trying to push through here, but this discussion is going on, and we're diddling with committee decisions largely, and we have a huge decision to make, and it is 12:30 on the East Coast, and this is tremendously disrespectful. Somebody has got to close this and adjourn, and we're out of order because we didn't extend time. We have been as forgiving as we can be on this end of the phone. Thank you.
Michael, that was...
Thank you. All right. So the time is up, and we'll vote on it. Any objection to this motion?
I object.
Okay, there's objection. So go ahead, Mary, take a vote.
Mr. Chair, is there anyone else who objects? Can we just follow the same thing? If there's no one, we can record that it's passed with only the one objection.
Is there anyone else except Thomas who objects to this motion? If not, just please note it, and the motion passes. And
thank you very much.
Welcome.
And that's it.
The meeting, public portion of the meeting, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Any second?
Just one question.
Second to adjourn.
Just one question. If the line became clear, so what? Oh, wait a minute. We have,
sorry?
You sent an email. All of a sudden it became clear. Did someone get off the phone?
That has nothing to do with it. It's
no, it happened
point
before.
Of adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is my second? Is there any objection to adjourning to the executive session? And let's take a 10-minute break, and then we go back to our executive session.